Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that have become one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. I'm excited about my guest. He's a Hollywood actor that God reached down and touched, and through a whole series of circumstances, allowed him to portray Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. And the first thing he had to do was memorize every word that Jesus spoke in the Gospel. And then he had to understand what emotions were going through Jesus. What was that Jewish culture like? And he came up with a picture and a way of acting. I mean, Bruce Marciano, I don't understand. I've never seen anything where you're moving in such joy portraying Jesus. I mean, for instance, when he has his confrontations with the Pharisees, we read that in the scriptures. And I don't see love coming out of Jesus when I read that. But when I saw you portraying him, I saw absolute compassion and love. Explain.
Well, first of all, one of the things the Lord showed me, if I can phrase it that way in my research and everything, is that love is central to literally, not just central, it is what he does 100% of the time. There's not a moment when he ceases to love. And so that the challenge in portraying him accurately was that everything I did, even the harshest rebuke, had to be done with love. It was very difficult to pull that off as an actor. You know, I just totally leaned on God's grace to do that. But it became a bit of a revelation, well, obviously to me, but then to people as they reviewed the work. You know, you talk about not seeing the love of God in Scripture. One of the things I learned through this experience is that all Scripture must be read in context. And there's that means a couple of different things. In the Jewish context, you take Scripture out of the Jewish context, and, you know, if I can possibly overstated, it's just not even close to what God intends it to mean.
And by the way, that's what 21st century American Christianity has done.
It's a heartbreaking reality, Sid, and it's something that I grow in understanding the bigness of what you just said. It's true. It's true. You know, the more I study Jesus within the context of the Torah, wow, the more he comes to life and the more living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword his word becomes.
So tell me about one scene that I happened to watch, and this is at the Last Supper and your interaction with Judas.
Again, it boils down to that word, love. There isn't one person, no matter what, no matter who, that the living God doesn't have 100% of his heart filled with 100% of love toward. So when it came down to the challenge of, well, how do I deal with Judas? How would Jesus have dealt with Judas 2,000 years ago? You know, all my searching led to what was just completely under the nose. He loved the guy. He loved the guy. There isn't one that he despises. And so within that, as the Last Supper developed and Judas began to leave toward the betrayal, I remember spontaneously, and I'll just say it, Sid, just being overcome with the Holy Spirit in that moment, and my heart broke, and I just wept tears of love for this guy and took his face in my hands and just cried and cried. It was totally unscripted. It was totally spontaneous. Took everybody, including the Judas actor, by surprise. He was so shaken by that. After the director cut the scene, he ran outside and just cried himself. He was a non-believer, and to be so confronted with the love Jesus had for even this guy, it really shook him. And I have heard, although I can't confirm it, that began a process of him coming to Jesus.
Now, do you know of anyone that was a non-believer in the movie that did come to the Lord?
Yeah, there were many, many.
Pick one.
Oh, gosh. My favorite is one of the actors who was playing the Pharisee, That's my favorite of all. he told me the story one day. I ran into him about 3 months after the shoot was wrapped. And he said, you know, when you were on the, quote, temple, end quote, steps and looking up at us Pharisees and doing that speech, you snakes, you brood of vipers, you hypocrites, he said, it was no longer you speaking. It was God speaking to me. And he said, I went home from the set that day and got on my knees and gave my life to Jesus. And again, it boiled down to the love, Sid. That's what he saw. He saw through it all. Jesus loved him no matter what he did. And this was a guy who had led a pretty rebellious life. So, yeah, that's just one of countless stories of people coming to Jesus through seeing his word reenacted on set.
This was such a life-changing experience for you. After you had gone through this by playing the role of Jesus and you began speaking in front of groups, you were astounded because so many people were coming to the Lord that you asked a pastor about it. What did he tell you?
That whole journey began in South Africa, which was the first country where the film was released. I found myself on what was supposed to be a promotional tour, and it ended up to be 6 months of intensive ministry, speaking in universities, high schools, everywhere, you name it. People were getting saved in droves, and people were coming to this refreshed knowledge of Jesus. And I wasn't prepared. I had never done a day of Bible school. I had never intended to go into ministry. And I remember I was in Cape Town, and I got on the phone, and I called my pastor. And I explained to him what was going on. And his advice, to this day, I think of it, he said, well, Bruce, obviously the Lord is doing something. And whether it's for a season of time or whether it's long-term for the rest of your life, I have no idea. So just keep going. But if you ever pick up that microphone and nothing happens, in other words, no one comes to the Lord and people are yawning and checking their watches, if you ever pick up that microphone and nothing happens, don't ever pick up that microphone again. In other words, God is done with the season of time and you just carry on with your life. But that line was spoken to me about 10 years ago, and I'm still going strong.
Bruce, you crossed over a line when you did that movie, and there's no return. There's a presence of God that pours out of you just as you speak. What was it like when all of a sudden, I mean, you're an actor, you're not an evangelist, you're not a pastor, and people just, you weren't praying for them, they just started getting healed.
It was mind-spinning, Sid. It was difficult. It was stretching. It was glorious. It was mind-spinning. The way I describe it is, I don't know if your listeners will remember those little green rubber Gumby toys. I remember when I was a kid, I had one. And you take that thing and you could stretch it and twist it and tie its legs in knots. And it would always go back to its original shape. And that's what it felt like every day, just getting stretched and twisted and my heart just being pulled like taffy in 10 different directions and seeing the glory of God in front of my eyes in ways I never even imagined. You know, you said it just right when you said you're just an actor. And the next thing I knew, I was caught up in this sweep of the Spirit of God touching lives dramatically. People were saved. People were healed.
Well, specifically, what types of healings did you witness there in South Africa?
Oh, gosh. I've seen, you know, and I was just about to say I hesitate. Sometimes I hesitate because because people sometimes grandstand these things, and I don't want to grandstand anything, but I'll just tell you in all humility, Sid, I've seen blind eyes open. I literally saw cataracts once disappear from a woman's eyes. I've seen people throw down their crutches and dance. I've seen people get out of wheelchairs and never go back. I've seen in South Africa, I've seen, you know, witch doctors bring bring wheelbarrows full of stuff that they use in their craft and say, please, burn this all for me. I've come to Jesus. I've seen families completely restored, guys who had walked away from their wives 20 years ago.
When people are reading your book, The Character of a Man, marriages are being restored.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite testimonies that I've received from the book. In fact, the guy's name is Fred, and I was speaking at a men's kind of conference, and what this pastor had done was, done a series based on the book for his men's ministries, and it culminated in this weekend. And one of the guys, his name was Fred, a retired Los Angeles police officer, real tough guy. And I'll never forget the tears coming down his eyes. And he said, Bruce, this book has totally transformed my marriage. I've rediscovered my wife again. She's rediscovered me again. For the first time possibly in all my life, I'm treating her like I need to be treating her. And the joy and the tears to see come down this tough guy's face. It takes a long time. It takes a good year and a half, 2 years to complete a book, and it makes it all worth it.
Bruce, your book, The Character of a Man, I believe will give a refreshed knowledge of Jesus. And many that are listening to us will cross over that line where they walk in the realm they were created to walk in, the realm of God's love. For a donation of $18, order this book now, The Character of a Man. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.